All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Can't believe it. What up, Big Town? Hey, it's an FBF Friday. That is a great way to start the last day of the work week. We love it when it's the weekend upon us and we can have some fun. It's Barry, it's Joel, it's Tyler for Nick. As we wrap up the week with a good show.
I'd like to point out that Joel is destroying the studio.
You are such a little narc.
I thought you were going to call me a bitch.
Well, that too, but you're both.
Raise your hand if you just spilled water all over the desk.
Raise your hand if Tyler's having me switch microphones with 30 seconds to go in the show,
not a moving thing.
Stuff around and it's splashed.
Nothing's shorting out over here.
I only wanted to hear you talking to that one just to see if it sounds better.
Not a thing.
Now AD's going to come running in.
Yep.
And then the little bitch tattle over here is like, Joel spilled water, not me.
You see, I gave him permission to say it once, and now he's going to abuse that power.
Without question.
Yeah. There's a napkin right there, bro.
That thing absorbs absolutely nothing. Yeah, it would be better used as a penalty flag than it would be as a napkin. Thank God it's yellow. All right. So let's try this again. Hey, let's start the show. We've got a good show today, Barry. We've got a comedian picked out, correct?
Sun Tran. My buddy Sun Tran is our comedian of the week. He just got hooked up with the Limestone Comedy Festival. There's about, I don't know, 7-8 good festivals in the country. There's about 150 comedy festivals, but of those, there's like 7 or 8 that comedians really want to be in. Limestone is one of them. So good for him for getting accepted into Limestone Comedy Festival. He's also featuring at the Joke Joint Comedy Showcase April 26th through the 28th for Josh Blue. Okay. You know who Josh Blue is?
No.
He's the comedian that came on Last Comic Standing that has, is it Cerebral Palsy? Cerebral Palsy? I think that's what he has. I have to look it up again. But he's the one, he got pretty big because of that show.
You know the one.
No, I just said Last Comic Standing, but I'm trying to see what it is that he has. I don't see it now. Yeah, I think it is cerebral palsy. Yep, it is. Blue has cerebral palsy.
Okay.
So he'll be featured for him. He's a big name. That's one of the bigger names that's come through the Joke Joint in a while. So good stuff. Yeah.
Sun Trans, we'll have 1:15, 2:15, 3:15.
Yep. We'll have clips from Sun at 1:15, 2:15, and 3:15, just like we do every week. And then if you want to get in touch with Sun, if you like his comedy, you can follow him on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Sun Comedy. There you go.
Yep. There you have it. I used to go to the Sun Tran Buffet. I thought I got it. It was pretty good during the lunch hour.
And it's racist.
It was not. God, there was a Sun Tran restaurant in Milwaukee when I was growing up.
If I Google Sun Tran restaurant.
Go ahead, in Milwaukee by Bayshore Mall. Please check it out.
You're just a racist. That's how I feel. See what happens?
You called me worse.
You start throwing around the B word. Oh, my goodness. There,
okay,
there
so
is
we got,
a Sun Tran restaurant. That looks nothing like him, by the way.
I didn't say it had to look like him. God.
I mean.
So I wasn't lying and I'm not a racist. We got that out of the way. I'm sure there's plenty of Dez Bryant talk. I told you people.
No, here we go.
I told you Lenny Jobin. I told you all you cowboy people. Dez is a free agent. We'll see what that happens there. But before that, of course, we always just like to kick it. Oh, by the way, and Mario Elie joining us in studio at 3 o'clock, almost till 4 o'clock. So we'll talk some NBA playoffs, some hoops. If you got questions for Rio, he'll be here. He's always a great resource to fire basketball questions abound. So that should be fun as well. I'm sure we'll get something out on Twitter or something like that to promote that. But anything else going on?
Well, so last night, I'm glad to say that I'm done with the hunt for a ring for the wife.
Yeah.
I got that taken care of last night. Went to Klein's Jewelry over here off of Westheimer.
Yep.
And then I had to take some paperwork back to them this morning, which, and you know, I'm leaving at 3:30 today to head to Paris, Texas. So Mario's going to do, at least a segment with you. And then you and Tyler will do the last one by yourselves. So I had to stop and get some gas because it's a 5-hour drive. And I need to get on the road at 3:30 and be gone because my show starts at 9 and I have to be there a little early. So I stop at this gas station on Westheimer, and I'm pumping my gas, and this guy rolls up on a skateboard. and he heads straight to the trash can and starts going through the trash. And then a guy walks by, and the guy on the skateboard goes, "Hey, man, are you the one that's building all this concrete?" And the guy, he was in a work van that was, they do yards. And it was obvious because the trailer had a mower and a weed eater.
Yeah.
And so he goes, "Hey, man, are you the one doing all this concrete?" And the guy goes, "Nah, dude, we do yards." And he goes, "Oh, because they're putting up concrete barriers." And the guy is like, "Oh, okay." He goes, "Hey, man, you got any crack?"
What?
I was like, "What?" The guy goes, "What?" He goes, "Just a question, man. You got any crack?" The guy was like, "No, dude, I don't have any crack." He goes, "All right." And then he sat down, and I didn't notice it at first, but when I looked over, he was barefoot. He sat down and started cleaning his feet with the squeegee that you clean your windshield with. I was like,
"Tyler, you were supposed to be producing Dylan Raheel."
I was like, "Only in Houston will you find a crackhead skateboarder,
wow,
barefoot, cleaning his feet with a car squeegee. That is the most Houston thing I've seen in a very long time." Right there on Westheimer, and he didn't even, "Hey, man, you got any crack?" And then he cleaned his feet, put the thing back in the bucket. Which now I'm like, I'll never use those again.
I was hoping he was going to get that thing wet and start doing your windshield and just watch the reaction.
Oh God, I'll never use those again. And then he just got up, walked to the other trash can that was around the, and then hopped on a skateboard and skated off.
He didn't urinate or defecate in one of the
no,
trash cans?
No. Thank God. There was a big car wash right there. He probably could have just went and pooped over there if he wanted to.
That reminds me. There was some video that I saw of this, and it was obviously a foreign country. This guy's barefoot, and his foot was just, like, super calloused, and he's just, like, peeling off the callus. It was
good Lord.
Disgusting, and I can imagine that that's probably what that
I bet
guy's
his
feet like.
Yeah, I bet they tore up that squeegee. I bet when he was skateboarding, every time his foot would hit the concrete, it would spark. I bet they were just so bad.
Well, that's got to be rough. I mean, think about the Flintstones with all that, what they were doing with the cars.
Yeah. And, dude, I think as a kid, I went on my skateboard one time barefoot, and that was it because I jacked my feet up.
Tear it up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, here's the other thing. Now
of course, I guess if you're a crackhead, your priorities aren't shoes. You sell those for crack money.
I was at a gas station the other day.
Or trade them for crack.
And a guy rides in on a skateboard with a motor on it. So what's the purpose of the skateboard, really? It's a motorized skateboard. And I don't know that it has controls to, like, brake or anything, but he was booking in pretty good speed.
I will
say. Did it have a little handle like a scooter?
It just had a little motor on the back of the skateboard.
Skateboarding in Houston sucks. It's like everything's flat.
But don't they have that skateboard park down there right by
Fondy Rec Center? If you're using a skateboard to get around.
I would think with all the bayous and stuff that it would actually be pretty good.
No, like compared to Austin or like San Marcos.
Oh, well, that's hippie country.
But it's hilly. It's hill country.
You realize that once you go down the hill, you've got to go back up.
Yeah,
and you ever skateboarded up a hill?
That's a bitch. Well aware of, you can't skateboard. You just walk up the hill.
Yeah.
Like a person.
Well, then what's the point? I'd rather skateboard around on a flat surface than having to walk up a hill just to skate back down one. That seems counterproductive.
If you're using the skateboard to get around,
yeah,
then you're putting out too much effort.
All the time you save skating downhill, you lose walking uphill.
It's probably even, but you're expelling less effort going down a hill and walking up than you are just constantly.
I'm
going
to need to see the math.
You guys didn't even wait a full segment to get into it. That's good.
You know,
that's how you do it, right?
That's right.
All right, so we're just getting started. HRP listener line wide open for you right now, 713-780-3776. You can call, you can text, or you can hit us up on Twitter, where it is at producer T. Scott, at Barry is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. Like I said, Mario Ellie coming up. We've got our comedian, Sun Tran. And of course, you always being a part of the show. Right now, I want to tell you about my good friends at Texas Can Academies. I've been telling you about them for quite a while because it's Houstonians helping kids in the Houston area get an education. It's a fantastic program, and it's all based on donations by you. Therefore, if you got a vehicle, whether it's working or not, it's been laying around collecting rust and dust, and you want to get rid of it, maybe it was damaged in the hurricane, you don't want to spend the money on a tow truck, you don't have to. You just call 713-225-4226, or you can log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. You tell them what you got, you tell them where you live, They do the rest. They come to you with a tow truck. They take it away. They do all the paperwork. You get a $50 gift card just for mentioning ESPN 97.5, a beautiful tax deduction as well. And then the process really begins because your donation is turned into resources that kids need when they're struggling to get their books and studies done. If they don't have it, those distractions can be very, very detrimental. But when they have the resources that they need, they can focus on the books. I'm talking about things like eyeglasses, book money, bus fare, warm meals, all those kind of things, and they're all provided thanks to your donation. So whether it's a motorcycle, a truck, car, a boat, an RV, or a trailer, if it's running or not, just give them a call. They'll take care of the rest. 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5.
There's a few things in this country I still can't get used to, though. Like, I still can't get used to living in a country where nobody knows what the metric system, except for drug dealers. That's weird to me. It's like me and El Chapo. That's my peer group down here. I work in an office building full of professionals who know nothing about it. There's a kid down my street who sells weed. This kid knows grams, kilograms, mammograms, all the different grams. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's my point, right? Some of you guys laughed at that joke. Some of you guys are like, hey, hey, smart guy, how many kilograms in a mammogram? I want to know. Curious, man. Here, I love living in Texas because I'm Canadian, and I love living any place where they will send me home from work early because it might get cold. It's adorable. That is very cute. I get it though, you guys aren't prepared for that kind of weather. When it says it's gonna get cold outside, you all start panicking, you all start running around, trying to find your winter shorts, you know what I mean? Like, long ones.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Tyler Scott filling in for Nick Sciarra as he is done to finish out the week while Nick gets back to 100% after he was a little under the weather. It's Barry, it's Joel. That was your Comedian of the Week, Sun Tran, as we always do on FEF Friday. F is for funny, and Barry gets us a Comedian of the Week.
Yeah, the thing you need to know about Sun that makes the latter part of that more funny is that he's from Canada. That's why he thinks it's so cute when it gets cold down here and everybody freaks out and panics and goes home.
I always just think it was funny when we were playing golf somewhere in Houston, and it was like what people in Houston would think is cold. And we'd see some guys on another hole in shorts, and I'd go,
yeah,
they're Wisconsinites. And shockingly enough, most times they were.
Yeah. Well, down here, we're a lot of folks are weird enough to wear like they'll go really cold weather gear up top and then shorts. And like the joke. I mean, it almost doesn't make sense that they'll do that. Yeah, it's what you're doing. Yeah, I know.
I have a half I wasn't gonna mention pullover it. On with shorts.
But
it's not quite that severe.
Yeah, it's 80 out too.
It's not.
Yeah, it is. Like I don't understand. Like long
in
sleeves
here,
and 80.
It's a frozen tundra, depending on the segment and if Tyler gets the thermostat.
But I feel like you would wear that if you were just going to Walmart.
I feel like you're wrong.
So you only wear pullovers because it's cold in here.
I always prepare for it being cold in here. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
One, my nipples could cut glass, and two, you don't want to get sick when you're trying to keep your voice right.
I didn't need that visual.
Okay.
All right. So the Dez Bryant thing.
Yeah.
First of all, props to you.
Thank you.
And your sources, because that's not you were on board with it though, because we were arguing about it. In fact, and I was like, it doesn't make sense for them. Of course, I was looking at it wrong because they actually do save $8 million mm-hmm. against the cap. So that makes a little more sense. Mm-hmm. And you and the stuff that you read was saying that, and a lot of folks didn't believe it. Right. A lot of folks didn't believe you.
Lenny.
Including Lenny. Yep. So what now for him?
So here's the thing.
That's the question.
There's a lot of mixed messages because, you know, he's another guy that can't stay off of social media. So on social media, he was already talking about and getting into it with fans last night about this meeting today. Then he's, you know, he's talking about the fact that I'm free and it's going to, you know, he's going to. But then when he goes flying out of the parking lot and waves to reporters, he's like, see y'all twice this year. So now everybody's immediately thinking NFC East. I said on Twitter, I thought it'd be Washington because Dan Snyder overpays. Dan Snyder hasn't had a number one since Terrell Pryor left. And there's your chance to play in the same division and get back at him. He and Josh Norman had the whole commercials after the back and forth. Kind of just makes sense. You also brought up a great point. The Giants still looking for receiver help and you know, and to retool that. They might look too. And then someone on Twitter said the Texans, because they play them twice this year. Preseason doesn't count, bro.
That's true.
But boy, the Texans really make sense. Stick it to the Cowboys in preseason.
The Texans make sense, but when you look at teams with the cap room that we've mentioned, the Redskins have about $16 million in cap space.
Yep.
The Texans have the $32 million. One team that I threw out yesterday when we were discussing them was the Niners. And they have almost $39 million in cap space. So they definitely have room for that. There was an article on USA Today that kind of listed where's the best landing spots for Dez.
Okay.
What the hell?
You said Niners yesterday because of Garoppolo, which was a good point.
Yeah. So here was what they put out on USA Today. Tell me if any of these you agree or disagree. Some of them we mentioned.
All right.
The number one that they listed was the Jags. Obviously, you're basically
you're
swapping Hearns for Dez Bryant. Yeah. The two teams would be, essentially. Number two was the Texans. Number three was the Niners. Number four was the Vikings. Number five was the Redskins. Six was the Patriots. Seven, the Panthers. And eight, the Rams.
Why did the Vikings need him?
Yeah, that was my thing. The Vikings didn't make as much sense with Diggs and Thielen. Kyle Rudolph can still play.
Yeah, this is all the stuff we talked about yesterday. Green Bay, to replace Jordy Nelson, I'm just telling you, It's an outside shot, but don't be surprised if they don't kick the tires on it.
Because they need the help.
They need a veteran. I told you guys this. Rodgers, with timing and trust and all those things, you can't have a rookie come in and then it takes a year or so to get on the same page and all that. If Dez is really, really, really focused on running, because he does not run proper, really tight routes, but if he's really focused and he wants to win with a good quarterback.
You know he can't hear you, right? You're lobbying for him.
I'm not lobbying.
He can't hear you.
Okay, smartass. No. I'm just saying it's out there.
Why do you keep cursing at me, Joel? You've cursed me like four times today.
It's Friday.
We're supposed to be on the same team.
It's
you're not
Friday the 13th.
Yeah, I know. Is that why you keep cursing at me?
A lot of people thought, by the way, that the Dez Bryant, a lot of Cowboy fans, I should say, were hoping that the Dez Bryant announcement was all because of Friday the 13th.
Oh, really?
It's not really true, you know. It's Friday the 13th. That's April Fool's.
Yeah, it's second April Fool's Day, though.
No, it's... That's not a thing.
That's ridiculous.
Dude. What are you talking about?
When did you concoct that?
Oh,
come on. Oh, we can detect that easily from you, obviously. Patriots
make
sense.
He's on one today. I'm telling you, he is on
Patriots
one.
Patriots make sense.
Y'all are both feisty.
Nah, I'm not as feisty. I'm in a good mood. He's very feisty. He's
on
one
today.
I got a
little worry on my mind, kids.
What's wrong? Let's get it off your chest.
You know, we do a lot. Obviously, our dogs are all rescues. And Lisa, the one dog that coincidentally eats all my shoes, she's a pit bull boxer mix that Lisa rescued. Someone threw her on the side of the road when she was like 4 months old, and she had been attacked by a bigger dog whose teeth went through under her jaw, through like under her teeth, all these different things. And we paid for surgeries and got her all 100%. And a month ago, they found swelling under her jaw. So they thought that it could be cancerous. And we were all just like, oh geez, I've been through the cancer thing with my dog. It's awful. And she survived and everything's fine. And last night out of the blue, the dog's walking down the stairs and Lisa's like, hey, did you see that on Sophie? And I go, see what? You know, I'm watching TV. And I go, no, I didn't see anything. She's like, on one side of her jaw, underneath her jaw, there's like a massive swelling, like a golf ball. And I'm like,
oh no,
no. So it wasn't hard like a golf ball, but there was a little swelling. But of course, Lisa goes over the top panicking. So then I start worrying. Yeah. So I took her to the vet before I got here. Yeah. And I'm like, God, I just hope everything works. Yeah, I hate, because the dog's not even a year and a half old. And
you know, that sucks.
Yeah, you just don't want something like that to happen. So I'm hoping that's okay.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed, man.
No doubt.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I understand why you're cursing at me now.
No, I mean, that's completely separate.
Let's see. He's called me a bitch.
Twice or three times.
Well, it was an ass. He called
smart
me an ass. Yeah.
That hurts.
What else?
You're a smart ass. Better than a dumb ass.
I mean, smart ass I'm kind of used to.
In that context, smart ass kind of meant dumb ass.
Did it?
Yeah.
Because we can't
tell. I think
he
would have used both.
He probably will eventually.
Yeah, oh yeah. Before the show's over, yeah, he's gonna curse at me more.
Salty though. Mario's salty, and he's coming in today, so we'll see how that goes. Mario's one of those guys that doesn't hide his emotions, so that's gonna be fun.
So of those teams that I gave you, Jags, Texans, Niners, Vikings, Redskins, Patriots, Panthers, Rams. Which one are you guys thinking that he lands at?
Based on what he said, I'll say Redskins.
Okay.
It's crazy to me that you mentioned the Redskins and their number one was Terrell Pryor. That's insane. I thought they had a better receiver than that. But, I mean, you could kind of think Jordan Reed, but still tight
end. Jordan Reed's a hell of a tight end, too. Yeah.
If he's healthy and not concussed. Same again? That was a lot there.
Yeah. It was the Jags, Texans, Niners, Vikings, Redskins, Patriots, Panthers, Rams.
I would probably lean towards 49ers.
Okay.
I feel like that's probably a good fit for him. But yeah. At the end, and
I think
and one team that you didn't mention, I would say maybe Saints.
Okay.
They have Michael Thomas. They do have Alvin Kamara. But, I mean, they don't really have a good tight end.
Here's why, if I'm Dez, I don't want to go to the Jags, and I probably don't want to go to the Saints. Because I just left the Cowboys, and what do those three teams have in common? They're run-first, run-oriented teams, and with the Cowboys,
one
I don't know why.
Have a quarterback.
That ended up being my Cowboys finger, by the way. That wasn't
that's
just
good.
But that's when he was at his best.
But no, his numbers went down when they started running the ball more. That's the point.
That was because Dak was having a bad year, too.
Once Dak and Ezekiel Elliott got there, his numbers started going down because that offensive line, Ezekiel Elliott,
they knew they could do that. But
and they can run the ball.
I feel like the Saints spread it out more than you think that they do.
A lot of their receiving yards, though, yesterday he mentioned a lot of those receiving yards come from their backs,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Kamara gets a lot.
Yeah.
Ingram.
Or maybe it was
you
that mentioned it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They both throw to their running backs more, but they still throw to them. That's the thing.
I mean, don't get me wrong. The Saints air it out for
sure. The Rams are definitely a team going for it. They lost Sammy Watkins. They've been reshuffling their receiver corps. So that may be a possibility. I don't think Jacksonville, because if you're Dez and it's in your court to make the decision, why do you want to go to have Blake Bortles throw you the ball?
Well, here's one team not to sleep on that list. And they even listed in here and the reason why. Don't sleep on the Panthers.
That's a good point.
The Panthers need help.
Yeah,
new coordinator, North Turner.
Ah, Cowboy ties.
Don't sleep on them either.
Good call.
Also, don't sleep on the fact that your AC is about to be obsolete. That's right. It absolutely could be. I don't know if you guys know this, but R22 Freon is going away. It's not going to be a thing anymore at some point, so it's being phased out. What does that mean? That means if you've got an older AC unit, that you're not going to be able to get Freon for it. That means you need to replace your AC system before Freon comes obsolete. That's why you need to call my guys at Courtesy Air Conditioning and Heating. They're there to help you. Tom, Brad, they've got a team of certified technicians over there ready to help you and upgrade your furnace, your old AC unit, and they'll get you ready with the new requirements. And they'll save you money in the process doing this. Check them out online, courtesyaconline.com. You can get that whole process started. And look, summer's coming up as well. So a lot of you haven't already got your AC checked. You need to do that. When's the last time you had it serviced? If it's been a couple of years, call Courtesy AC. Let them come out. 713-278-9933 is the number. Call them, have them come out and check it out. You can talk to them while they're out there about getting it upgraded as well. If it's summer, the service, it's time. It's time. So give them a call. 713-278-9933 is the number. 713-278-9933. Call them out for service. They've been here for 30 years. They're going to take care of you. You can get more information online. CourtesyACOnline.com.
Calling to the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. First hour of the show, second half hour. Just because we bring nothing but sunshine and rainbows on a Friday, and I already talked about the fact that we have a little concern about our dog. Corey wants to get in here real quick before we bring Charlie in, wants to talk about a dog with cancer story. Corey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, yo?
What's up, man?
So, my wife actually works in the veterinarian oncology, like, field.
Okay.
So, she is very familiar with dogs with cancer, and I made the mistake one night, and let's be honest, I was a few brews in.
Okay.
Where I looked at my wife and I go, I really don't understand the need for your occupation.
Oh,
because if
no.
I had a dog that had cancer, and I'm not going to be dropping thousands of dollars. I'm going to put some antlers on the thing, feed the dog a steak, and we're going hunting. And let's just say it was a very dry month.
Corey, what were you thinking, dude?
At least it was only a month, Corey. That's pretty harsh, brother.
Corey.
Wow.
Yeah, at least that didn't turn into a divorce.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Or a murder.
Even if your wife, even if she just has a job, like she sacks groceries for a living, you don't tell your wife that her job is inconsequential. Like, you just, like, I sack my own groceries. Don't do that. That's
no.
That's a bad move with your woman. Whatever she does, you should just be like, oh my God, I can't believe you put books up at the library. That is so badass. Like, yeah, you have to make them feel good about it if it's not something good.
Yeah.
Right, Charlie?
I got nothing.
Charlie, do you
that
know
was
why?
An extreme example of where sometimes decorum, niceness,
yes,
the idea of in sickness and in health and good times and bad, lying is justifiable.
Exactly.
Honey, does this dress make me look fat?
No.
The material is a little thick.
Your profession is worthless.
Not a good call. Do you know why we got on the dogs with cancer story,
by several
Charlie?
Brews. Did he mean like an Andre the Giant level intake?
See, I missed this
special.
I
missed it too, but a lot
how many could he drink?
About it.
I heard it was a lot.
Over 100 in one sitting.
What?
No way.
That makes sense, though. That's a big
dude. I understand
dude.
He's a big dude and per pound and all that, but come on.
Well, if you build up the tolerance for it and you,
he
are,
Chamberlain
you are a
beers?
Giant.
You imagine, you just made me think of something and you're not gonna...
It was really good, by the way.
It was?
The HBO
okay.
documentary, if you could on-demand it, or... I think HBO shows things over and over.
And you can on-demand HBO.
It's on HBO.
Could you imagine?
This coming week, they run... If you're... I don't know who sponsors what. There's at least one provider, I don't know if they all get in on this, that it's all free next week where you can binge whatever.
Yeah.
So
well, I have HBO,
to...
so I could probably get
oh,
it on
well,
HBO
you're,
Go
you're
or on-demand or whatever.
See Paterno?
That's
no,
the other one everybody's been talking about. And the ex-players hate it, but everybody else is kind of into it.
Yeah. Well, the ex-players are part of the cult.
Yeah.
That's true. One of the other guys here, Craig Koshkin, said he said something about Paterno on Twitter and just got berated and attacked by Joe Paterno apologists and supporters that were going nuts.
Athletic supporters?
That one's, I got that.
Okay, thank you.
That, well, that the Paterno,
I just
it's an uncomfortable watch given the overall subject matter,
right.
But I thought, it's Al Pacino, so.
I heard he did a good job as Paterno.
Yeah, I liked it, and it's a docudrama based in facts. They're inevitably going to Hollywood up something.
Sure.
I don't know exactly what, but yeah, that's it's not family viewing.
No?
No, there's some.
Does it get pretty graphic?
Really?
Where they leaf through some of the papers in the deposition or the lawsuit.
Oh, no.
Graphic and language. There's nothing visually that immediately get the kids out of the room. That
does Pacino go,
I don't recall. No, not his role.
Oh, okay.
But Andre, which was straight documentary.
I can't imagine drinking 100
pretty
beers.
Pretty fascinating.
Like, if I drink three beers.
A
here's,
case of wine
here's
in
where,
a dinner sitting.
Yeah, here's where good the problem Lord would come in. Could you imagine how long it would take him to pee? Because I drink three beers, and
well,
I've been there for a while.
They did address Andre's passion for intentional flatulence.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I remember seeing that clip on Twitter, and I watched it, thought it was pretty
and
funny.
Apparently when a giant commits to letting it fly.
Oh, man. I bet it sounds like
a room.
You ever seen one of those cars where they have subs in the back, like subwoofers?
There are a couple of
like
people
that.
who
like Miami bass
give their audio impression of Andre.
Really?
Is it Herb Albert or
I'm forgetting now who
it was.
Hogan might have done.
Hulk Hogan and I think McMahon both gave like an impression.
Man, I would not want to be in the room with that.
Car horn?
Could you imagine though if you
but not a Yugo.
Okay.
You know, more like semi.
Train horn. Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
I got to watch this. I got to check it out.
He's a big man, no doubt about it. And you know what? It had to be somewhat, you think about some of these guys, you think about like what they do in their profession, but in their private lives and just trying in their everyday life. I mean, there's no anonymity. And
I have so many questions in my head now.
Well, it's mentioned that as a giant, you can't put on a wig and glasses and hide and let's go to the movies tonight.
There's no anonymity.
So it's in some respects
George
sad.
George Murison, but.
Now, did he have kids?
They cover some of the Princess Bride stuff. Kind of culty movie.
Right.
Billy Crystal and Rob Reiner are both in there and talking about that. I thought it was very, very enjoyable.
Did he have kids?
Yes, he has a daughter.
I can't imagine having sex with Andre the Giant. I'm guessing he's not going to be on top at any point. I'm guessing Missionary is out of the question. That can't be. Look, I've
believe
got
that
both
was
of these
uncovered
guys.
In the documentary.
They didn't cover that?
Make that
did
your
they interview
passion
the daughter?
Project.
Okay.
Yeah, she's featured, and just because of his travel schedule, like, hey, I love Josh Reddick. I don't love his infatuation with Ric Flair. Ric Flair's a loser. Ric Flair's a bad human being.
He's a deplorable father and all that.
Wow. Whereas Andre is just more his... Ric Flair reveled in being an a-hole. Whereas Andre the Giant, just his unique life and all the travel and all that. And so his daughters that I know my father always loved me, but...
She giant?
Wasn't really a dad. No, she's not. He has
5'2".
She was seated, but he has two brothers who are
regular size,
quote unquote. I guess normal. Yeah, that acromegaly. I forget what the actual term for giantism or gigantism, whatever it's called. And they have footage of him as a teenager where you can tell he's getting larger rapidly, but he's not. Fat giant
right.
as he became and so yeah I this Andre the Giant and WrestleMania first getting going, you know, I was a teenager at the time, so that was in my little wrestling window of real awareness of it. So
yeah.
That's fascinating.
I need to check it out.
To take it. It's about an hour 40, I think.
Okay, so they did a good job with it then.
Yeah,
well, definitely I can check it. I got HBO, so we can check it out.
All right, Charlie. Andre the Giant hated Macho Man Savage.
Why? Really?
I guess he was a jerk. Macho Man shtick.
Oh.
He just wasn't a fan of it.
Oh, yeah.
And Hogan's real good telling that how Andre, it's all fake, but if Andre wanted to punish you in the ring, that.
Oh, I bet.
That there were times that Hogan's like, he's going to kill this guy.
I could imagine if he really wanted to.
I'm pretty sure you'll like it. Anyone wants to check it out? You don't even have to be a wrestling fan. I just think it's a pretty fascinating story, all of it.
Yeah, cool. You know what? Let's do a giveaway right now. Let's give away MLB The Show 18 because it's out now. I've been playing it. I want you guys to be able to play it. This is a fun game, man. I'm really enjoying it. I built my own character, which you can do. You could have done it in MLB The Show 17. You can do that again in 18. A lot of stuff carried over from last year, but they've improved the gameplay even more. More home runs, more epic plays. More classic legends, all in less time. If you hate the Rangers, you can dominate them in MLB The Show. That's why I like it. I created a character. He got drafted by the Rangers. I almost reset the whole thing. I didn't want to do that, but I did. And that's the cool thing. You don't know who you're going to get drafted by, just like in real life. If you love the Stros, you can be that franchise. You can manage everything. You don't think they run it right? You run the Astros. You can take care of it your way. Take them to baseball glory, so to speak. You can customize your own players. You can take him to stardom with Road to the Show. It's a lot of fun. You'll enjoy it. So here's your chance to win it. Be caller number 10, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number. Caller number 10. You will win MLB The Show 2018 for PS4. Rated E for everyone. Good luck.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back, Usual Suspects, F Yeah Friday. Sun Tran's our comedian. You missed the 1:15. There's still 2:15, 3:15. Mario Ellie going to join us at 3 o'clock. Take us close to the bottom of the show before we do housekeeping and get out of here. So that should be fun as well. Charlie Polillo here until 2. And an introductory type thing today as Charlie gets to be introduced to one OU Mike, as OU Mike wants to chime in on Andre the Giant. Mike, Charlie, Charlie, Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if Charlie had his facts right. They had a show one time about Andre the Giant's son. He had like a really big head like Andre, but his body was normal size. But he looked a lot like Andre. I think Cher played the mom in it.
We're aware. We're aware of the mask.
Oh.
Not your best effort, Mike.
Oh, you. Mike.
I get that.
Thanks. Yeah. Well, have a good weekend, Mike.
Yeah, some of them are better than others, Charlie.
You know,
we tried to warn you.
You had a good streak going for a couple of days there, bud. And then Friday, I don't know if you've been drinking too much or you
overalls
just
got a little
feeling yourself.
Trailer park got that was
horrible.
Flooded.
I do like that Tyler tried to tell us what it was
yeah,
in that ear.
Thanks, Tyler.
As if we wouldn't get it.
Well, I don't know.
Just
I don't know if you didn't, if you've never seen that movie.
I did see that movie, and I thought.
Who played the Elephant Man?
I know who it was.
Wasn't he like the Partridge Family guy?
No.
Danny Bonaducci?
No.
I don't know.
Dave who? Madden? He was Reuben Kincaid.
Oh.
Eric Ooh. Stoltz.
Yeah,
Stoltz.
That
yeah,
guy.
Redhead guy.
Yeah, Eric Stoltz.
Sam Neill played Cher's love interest.
Yep. Yep. That was a good movie. That came out when I was kind of a kid, and I'll
Sam
be honest,
who?
I really thought that guy was like that.
Or
kinda
Sam
like,
Elliott. Not
Sam
yeah,
Elliott.
Yeah,
not Sam Neill, yeah.
Kind of like they got in Life. You remember the show Life Goes On?
Corky?
Yeah. Like, he had Down syndrome, but not like he was functional. And yeah. But I really thought that the
Went
guy
on to play
in Mass,
for the Astros. Now, different Chris Burke. Christopher Burke played Corky in
Well, it is an FBI Friday. Everybody's Woo! Just flying it.
Feeling it.
From
just
all
firing
over.
Them
yeah.
off.
See, you thought it was just me.
It is a weird Friday. But
just,
I really
just
thought.
Just clarify with the firing them off, going back to Andre, there's a difference
uh-huh.
between firing them off and firing one off.
Oh, okay. That's true.
You are very late. You're comfortable today. You're reclining. You're just letting it fly. Based on the fact that you just
We're
spent
still
a full
in prop
2 hours.
Mode, though?
No. Yeah, those aren't working.
No idea. Yeah, so you can pull your pants up at any time.
Excuse me?
What? What's your thoughts on Dez?
From a Texans angle?
Just any angle. Like, we were talking before you joined us about potential teams that he may or may not join.
For 3 years now, it's not as if he stinks. The Texans' wide receiver depth chart beyond DeAndre Hopkins is one of the worst in the NFL, so the Texans still have $30 million in cap space. I would be interested. I'd want to talk to him, and if I got the bad vibe, he still thinks he's a superstar. He still wants to be paid as a superstar. He wouldn't get that he's obviously, clearly inferior to DeAndre Hopkins, and his looks at the ball would be reflected in that, but he'd be a talent upgrade for this team. If the Texans' approach is, we expect to have a huge bounce back. J.J. Watt is back. Whitney Mercilus is back. We fortified the secondary, added a couple of possibly actual NFL offensive linemen in free agency, and Deshaun Watson's going to be the truth. Well, then I'm going to add a weapon which is absolutely better than anybody I have as a pass catcher other than DeAndre Hopkins. Right? They're bad at tight end. They're bad at wide receiver. Why would they not have interest? And they're thinking, megalomaniacal jerk. But that he's not a candidate for sainthood at some point. That doesn't bother me at all.
We were talking about potential destinations. He left the parking lot shouting at the media, see you twice this year. Of course, Texans fans realize they play him in the preseason. I don't know if the preseason counts, but if you...
I presume that's an NFC East.
That's what I
right?
said, and I said Washington, simply because Dan Snyder likes to overpay. He hasn't had a big-time receiver since Terrell Pryor, and he's in the division, which most players these days, i.e. Brett Favre and others, want to get back at their old team. They'd like the chance to play in the East. Barry said Giants. I said Redskins. I don't think the Eagles have any need for him.
And the Eagles have had cap issues. They traded away Torrey Smith. But if Alshon Jeffrey's not healthy to start the season, the Giants, same thing. Would Dez get, if Odell Beckham Jr. is not going to just be a complete jerk and fritz out, you're number two beyond this guy. So if you're going to be grousted about, throw me the ball all the time. No, that phase of your career is over. But he caught 69 passes, 6 touchdowns. But he was the top 2 or 3 receiver in football for a 2-3-year window there. 80, 90 catches per year. He had, I think, back-to-back years, 12, 13, and 16 touchdown catches. But that was then. This is now. He's getting ready to turn 30. If he's cool with this phase of his career, if he's thinking the Cowboys cut me, I still need $12.5 million a year in salary from someone, well, then he better find a real sap.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, he probably wants to get back at them right now because the emotions are running high. But I think once he has time to cool down a little bit, if he's got a better offer from somebody outside of that division, say the Niners or the Panthers is one that I mentioned earlier because of Norv Turner. And if he gets a better offer from one of those teams, he's taking the money.
He's made more than $50 million off the contract the Cowboys just ducked the last year of. I have no idea how he's been with his money. I never blame a player for going for every last dollar if that's mm-hmm. the choice, no matter how rich you are. Hey, it's your choice, absolutely. Just don't tell me winning is the only thing. If you make the choice the other direction, I don't begrudge the choice. Would you rather play for $5 million with Carson Wentz or Nick Foles throwing you the ball on a Super Bowl offense with a great coordinator, or if the Giants come and offer you $8 million with washed-up Eli Manning? What do you think of Alex Smith if Washington weighs in? So we'll see what options he has.
Yeah, where'd you get that list from that you said the potential destinations? Was it USA Today? Barry?
Yes, USA Today.
Jags were number one. I'm like, to that very point you're making, who the hell wants to go get balls from Blake Bortles when you can have, you know, a plethora of other proven NFL quarterbacks that at least gives you a shot to show the Cowboys they were wrong and to make a statement and maybe probably win?
And you treat them individually, but the last ex-Oklahoma State superstar wide receiver didn't work out so well with the Jaguars. Anyone remember Justin Blackman?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, Oklahoma State.
He should have been a stud in the NFL. Instead, yep. He opted to be a loser.
Yep,
a life. Big one.
Who you got this in the first round of the playoffs for the Rockets?
This matchup is so lopsided on paper, that's the only thing that worries me about it. Rockets in 3. That's how lopsided this matchup is.
You think so, really?
In 3. Timberwolves are just going to quit at that point.
Right.
Yeah.
I said 5.
Minnesota has a really good offense. There's an actual case to be made. The single best offensive player on the court in a series is Karl-Anthony Towns. He's 22 years old, 55% from the floor, 42% three-point shooter, yep. 86% at the line. But they have Karl-Anthony Towns, and that's it in terms of the real top. But they're fourth. They're fourth best in the league in offense. Well, the Rockets are first, and the Rockets play D. Minnesota's number 27, fourth worst defense. They also shoot the fewest threes in the league. I just don't see how they can keep up with the Rockets unless the Rockets really crater.
I'm going to tell you something that I noticed last night.
Are they sweeping the Wolves?
I think the most logical pick is Rockets in 5. So to kind of take myself off of that, if I turned it back, the series will not go exactly 5 games. So it's Rockets sweep.
Or 6.
Ooh, this is going 6 or more.
Okay.
I take Rockets sweep.
Okay.
Barry and I both said 5. I thought of you, Barry. I was looking at some of this stuff last night with this matchup. For all of the isolation on the lack of defense from James Harden over the years, if you really want entertainment and very, very similar highlights, watch Karl-Anthony Towns play defense. He quits so many times.
They're
going to
torture chamber him with the pick and roll.
Yeah, he quits. He gives up. He doesn't care. And the other thing to your point, Charlie, is he's become such a great three-point shooter that he doesn't want to go in the post where he has an advantage almost over almost every team in the league. And he's gotten so enamored with shooting threes that he won't go down on the low block.
And as I said, 86% at the line. So it's not as if he should be scared of, oh, they hack me. I have to go shoot free throws. He's not Capella. He's not Andre Drummond. Andrew Wiggins thinks he's a superstar. He's nowhere close.
Getting paid like it.
Yep. So they're solid. And if Butler hadn't missed 6 weeks, maybe they'd be the three seed. Well, what if Gobert hadn't missed 6 weeks? What if DeMarcus Cousins didn't tear his Achilles? So you are what you are. And this is their accomplishment. I think it gets thrown around too easily in sports from all the pressures on them. Hey, we have nothing to lose. Yeah, you do. You lose, you're out. But they haven't been in the playoffs in 14 years. It's
not totally
a young team, but at least Anthony Towns and Wiggins, I'm sure in part they are just happy to be there. I just think they're in over their heads.
All right, my friend, have a good weekend. We will talk to you again on Monday as we continue to roll on. That puts 1 hour in the books, 2 hours still to go of the big show. So we don't want you to go anywhere. Again, we've got more from Sun Tran. Mario Ellie will stop by and join us in the 3 o'clock hour. So hang right where you are. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.